God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, fathers sometimes forget their promises, but their kids almost never do. If a dad says, hey, on Friday night, we'll go out and get some pizza, he may forget that promise, but his kids never do. You know, God had made a promise to the children of Israel, and those children, many of them did not forget, but God certainly didn't forget either. And when they came into the land, in chapter 14 of the book of Joshua, the Bible says these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited. By lot was their inheritance. They divided the land. And among those people was a man named Caleb. He was one of the original 12 spies to go into the land, and one of only two surviving spies from that time because he wholly followed the Lord God. Moses had promised him, God had promised him a certain piece of land, and he'd done that through Moses. And because Joshua was part of allocating perhaps some of this land at this point, I think he wanted some witnesses. Instead of just saying, hey, Moses made me a promise, no one was there, but honestly, he did. He brought some of the men of Judah, came to Joshua and said, look, God promised me this land through Moses. And then three times, Caleb makes the claim, I wholly followed the Lord God. Now, the spies who went into the land, they came back, they saw big cities, big walls, big giants. They said, we're all going to die. And they did, but not in Canaan. Caleb came back and said, we can take the land. And they did. Three times he said, I've wholly followed the Lord God. You know, only by wholly following God will you be able to inherit all that he intends. What all does God intend for your life? I don't know, and you probably don't know. But the only way you'll ever know is by wholly following the Lord God. Now, what does it mean to wholly follow the Lord God? Well, it means that you depend on him and his character and his trustworthiness. You live by faith. You live by faith over mere sight. Verse 7 says that Caleb said, I brought him, that is Moses, word again as it was in mine heart. What Caleb saw when he said, we can take this land, was what was already in his heart. That is, what you have in your heart is what you will see with your eye. The other spies were defeatists. They said, we can't take this land because of the giants. And Caleb lived by faith and not by sight. He said, God promised us the land and we can take it. That's what he said, as it was in his heart. Not only that, but faith is something you should have over fear. Verse 8, Caleb says, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. They feared, but I had confidence because God was going before us. It wasn't that I was greater than the giants, it's that God was, and he promised us the land. And finally, faith was what Caleb had over the future. That is, it was faith about the future. In verse 12, the Bible says, now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims, the giants, were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Caleb says, God was with me, so he will be with me. I'm going into the future knowing that my strength is undiminished because God's power is undiminished. And I love this. I love this. Verse 14 says, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb because he wholly followed the Lord God. And then verse 15, and the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, the giants, and the land had rest from war. I love this. The land was changed from the city of Arba, this great giant, to Hebron. You know, the very land in which the spies saw the giants was the land that Caleb was now taking. It was almost as if Moses said, oh, you want this land full of giants? You can have it. No one else wants it. And Caleb said, God was with me. God will be with me. You know, Hebron was both the inheritance that God gave Caleb, changing the name from one that reflected a giant to one that reflected God. It was both an inheritance that God gave and the name of one of Caleb's descendants. What a wonderful testimony. So only by wholly following God will you be able to inherit all that he intends today.